You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I mean, it's that time of year. Well, every time of year, unfortunately, people go down with injuries. We saw two major injuries to two big superstars over the weekend in the NFL with Patrick Mahomes and Michael Parsons. We have another big star in Victor Wembanyama, who will be playing tonight for the San Antonio Spurs in an NBA Cup game coming off of his calf strain that he just returned from. To talk about some of the things that we've seen, unfortunately, over the past several days and weeks and what we may be able to expect moving forward. Right now, it's time to have a chat with someone who's been an NFL team doctor, and you can catch all of his NBA and NFL, MLB, all sports injury analysis online at Pro Football Doc. Welcome back to the show, Dr. David Chow. Doctor, we appreciate the time.
Thank you, JR. I listen to you all the time as I shuttle the kids around to their sports.
Hey, listen, I know how it goes. Unfortunately, I know you're busy at this time when a lot of these injuries go down, a lot of calls, a lot of TV, a lot of radio. We've heard and learned that Patrick Mahomes has already had his surgery, and Michael Parsons is waiting on his. What can we expect realistically with any recovery?
Well, it depends on what the injury is, and it's much too simplistic to say Patrick Mahomes has an ACL and Micah Parsons has an ACL, and that's it. ACL is one of the things they have. What other injuries do they have is the key. And for Patrick Mahomes, it's become clear that he has an LCL injury. That's what we thought all along from the War Room Sports Injury Central, where we monitor all the games. And that's what we said. And as soon as the word came that he was going to Dallas for a second opinion, that seemed to confirm the LCL to us, and then he had early surgery that cemented it. What does that mean? And there's a surgeon in Dallas who's a very good doctor who did Jalen Smith's LCL, who did Rashee Rice's LCL for the Chiefs, who did Travis Hunter's LCL. And that's why Patrick Mahomes went down there to see him for this. And the immediate surgery is because the LCL requires a repair, not reconstruction. I'm not trying to be too technical, but that's a reason to do the surgery early, which is why, for example, Micah Parsons hasn't had his done yet, because it's an ACL reconstruction. So not all things are apples to apples.
Well, let me ask you this, just from a football perspective. We know what Patrick Mahomes does on a football field, running and scrambling. He may not necessarily be utilizing the same torque as Michael Parsons is, who went down with a non-contact. You know, Micah's chasing quarterbacks, and Patrick Mahomes is, well, he's trying to get the ball downfield any way that he can. Does that have any type of effect on the rehab process at all?
It absolutely does. It is much harder for Michael Parsons, a edge rusher, to return from an ACL than typically for a quarterback, because 0.1 seconds is the difference between a strip sack and, you know, him just being a guy, right? And 0.2 seconds slower and you're out of the league. So it's just different. Look, I love my guy Phillip Rivers, but he's not exactly speedy of foot and can't do a lot and coming out of retirement and whatever, but yet he almost won a game. Like, you can't be an edge rusher retired for 5 years of carrying a few more LBs and do anything, much less play the game, okay? So that's where the advantage is to the quarterbacks. Yes, Mahomes does run. But Mahomes' injury is multi-ligament, LCL, ACL. The closest comp I can give you is Carson Wentz in 2017 when he was with the Eagles. He tore his LCL and ACL in week 14 at the Coliseum versus the Rams. This is week 15 for the Chiefs here. And Carson Wentz made a pretty quick recovery, and yet he still, what, did not make the start of next season. And when he returned week three, I thought it was still early, and he kind of had a subpar year with future issues that year. All I'm saying now is with the LCL, meaning making it a multi-ligament, this will impact Mahomes and the Chiefs next season. Makes it unlikely to be ready for the start of the season, and it may be a while into the season before he gets closer to 100%. In fact, Carson Wentz claimed that it was 18 to 24 months before his felt like as good as it can be. And I'm not saying Mahomes' career is going to be derailed, but I am saying this is a big deal because it's multi-ligament.
Dr. David Chow is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. Yeah, well, thank you for that insight as it relates to both Patrick Mahomes and Michael Parsons. You also mentioned Philip Rivers, who's 44, all those years where you were the head team doctor with the Chargers. What impressed you, or what impresses you the most when you get a guy like that who hasn't played in 5 years and can get the job done? What has impressed you, and what may worry you as he kind of finishes out this season?
Well, you know, I wish it would have been a fair shot. You know, a 44-year-old who was expecting to come back and working out and, you know, in better shape kind of thing, as opposed to off the couch. And I'm sure if Philip knew that, he'd been working out too. This was a surprise to him and everyone else. But look, it was, the line was 14 points and they took it to the buzzer, right? So yeah. You got to give him some kudos to that. I did text Philip saying, you know, the fairy tale almost came true, but the dream stays alive. And he agreed. And the bottom line is, he's going to keep trying to play. He's got a big Monday night football game. But I'll tell you something else. As long as there's a chance for the Colts to make it to the playoffs, he'll keep playing. But the second the Colts are eliminated, he'll be gracious and shut it down and give Riley Leonard or Anthony Richardson or whoever it is a chance. He'll do whatever Shane Steichen says. It's very impressive to do what he's done. I wish they'd let him throw it out, feel a little more. I get it. He's older and coming off the couch doesn't help the situation, you know. So let's see what happens against San Francisco on Monday night. It'll be fun either way, and at least he tried.
Well, let's go from a I can't believe he's
own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers. Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Half his age, less than half his age. But tonight on the basketball court, Victor Wembanyama, in his second game back, is going to be competing against the Knicks in this NBA Cup. We know Victor Wembanyama with his size and length and how he's moving out there. He had that calf strain. They were obviously worried about any additional injuries to his Achilles or whatnot. What impresses you about Wembanyama? What worries you, given that we haven't seen a guy move like this at his size?
No question. And one more thing about my man, Phillip. Remember, he's got the longest active consecutive start streak. So people who thought that he'd get hit, broken, and not come back and play week two, or the second game, are misled, right? I mean, he's as tough as they come. And Victor Wembanyama, he's a unicorn, a guy who's that tall, that lean, that athletic, and do what he does. Yeah, the calf strain, it is something that can linger. It's something to be careful of. He is coming back now. This is not, should not be a worry for an Achilles tendon rupture. Tyrese Halliburton was said to have a calf injury for the Indiana Pacers for the NBA Finals. But per our visual, our analysis, the way that he was taped, we always thought it was an Achilles tendonitis problem that they were calling a calf. And that can lead to Achilles tendon rupture. The same back all the way back to the Golden State Warriors and Kevin Durant. It was announced as calf. We always felt it was Achilles, where he was grabbing, where it was lower, and that unfortunately turned into a tear. Thankfully, he's come back full. Same with Tyrese Halliburton. I don't think it was ever a calf. So because of that, I am not worried about Victor Wembanyama becoming an Achilles after his comeback from a calf. Of course, he can re-aggravate the calf, but that's not the catastrophic event the Achilles rupture is.
Well, given his length and his dimensions, he is just ridiculously long. Is he not more susceptible to having leg injuries or muscles?
Well, you know, with doing as long as he is and as athletic as he is, you know, look, players nowadays are obviously bigger, faster, stronger. And when you're bigger, faster, stronger, guess what? Your ACL and your Achilles doesn't get any bigger. Whether you're a basketball player or football player, my Achilles is not much different in size or girth or my ACL than Victor Wembanyama's or some or Micah Parsons. And so here you are with someone bigger, faster, stronger, putting more force, more torque on the same chassis, or a bigger tree planted in the same pot, right? And, you know, what do you expect to happen? It's just sort of common sense, unfortunately.
Yeah, really stinks. Well, as we start to wrap things up, I do have to ask you about one more player. There's been word about him working out and trying to come back, and that's Jason Tatum. The Celtics are looking good. Do you think there's a possibility we might see him at the end of the season when things kind of get rougher and tougher and more physical?
Well, look, it depends. You know, if you're waiting for Tatum to be 100%, I think as hard as he's working, it's very hard for him to come back to be the complete dynamic self that he was before. If you're bringing back a limited version of Jason Tatum, I think that absolutely can happen, you know, in terms of his return. The recovery for an Achilles is hard enough, and as dynamic as the game of basketball is on both sides, can you bring him back as a spot-up shooter? Sure. As the dynamic offensive and defensive threat, I think that's a high bar to do. And then you got to also understand, if the Celtics go far and deep in the playoffs and they're doing well, you know, what happens to chemistry when you add someone? So I'd love to see it. I'm rooting for him. But whatever you get out of Jason Tatum, I think is icing, is frosting, you know, is extra for this season.
We'll see how things roll for the rest of the season. We certainly have all the young guys, the old guys in their 40s are balling out at a different level. You expecting to see more old guys sticking it out at the end of their career? These LeBrons and Chris Paul, well, maybe not Chris Paul, but, you know, the LeBrons and Aaron Rodgers of the world?
Well, you know, what LeBron's done is amazing, right? Because he's played not only a long time and entered the NBA very early, but in a very dominant way. And he's played extra seasons with all the playoffs and NBA championships and other stuff. And that's a one good news about Patrick Mahomes. He, too, has played a lot of extra football, going deep into the playoffs, and maybe this is a chance for him to regroup, work on rehab. He's going to be with the same team. Off-season program's not as important for him as, let's say, a Daniel Jones coming off Achilles if he were to change teams. And maybe this is the silver lining here. Look, we remember the suspension year for Brady for the Deflategate. He missed the first four games, and what happened? It helped his older body. They won a Super Bowl that year. So, you know, there can be silver linings to all of this.
Hey, Doctor, we appreciate your time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work.
Yeah, on Twitter, it's ProFootballDoc, but Sports Injury Central is SICScore.com. We have all the NFL, NBA analysis, injury analysis, hidden injuries for advantages for whatever purpose you want, from wagering to DFS to fantasy.
Hey, Dr. David Chow, we appreciate you coming through and sharing your expertise. We'll catch you down the line, okay, Dr. Chow?
Thanks, Jer.
No doubt about it. That's Dr. David Chow. He's an NFL team doctor for 17 years. You can catch him online, filling you in on, unfortunately, a lot of the injuries, giving us some insight across all sports. So make sure you go ahead and check out Pro Football Doc on X.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.